talk about as we're approaching the end of the Pesach. Talk about some Hilchos Yom Tov. Last year we did Hilchos Chol HaMoed. This year we did Hilchos Yom Tov. And assuming that Hilchos is also the center, usually some other day in the Shir. So we start with some basic points of Hilchos Yom Tov. We know that Yom Tov is different than Shabbos. It's certain malachos are mutar in Yom Tov. What's known as malachos Echol Nefesh, the malachos which are directly involved in the preparation of food. Not the earlier malachos of food, but they're directly involved in the preparation of food. Especially from Nishan onwards, the person would be able to make a dough on Yom Tov, he's able to bake on Yom Tov, he can light a fire on Yom Tov. And there's a concept called Mitoich. Mitoich says that once these malachos are permitted for the purpose of Echol Nefesh, we extend that heter to other areas also. So the person would want to carry his siddur to shul, even if there's no Erev, because that's a tzarchi which he would have on Yom Tov. He's allowed to, it's not involved in preparation of food, but once it's permitted for food purposes, it's permitted for other purposes also. Person's a lot of warm water to be able to wash himself, etc. With some limitation, we'll talk about that. Those limitations. These halachas are only permitted, however, for a Jew. Person cannot do malacha on Yom Tov for a non-Jew. He cannot do malacha on Yom Tov for an animal. So, person has a pet. He can take care of his pet and feed his pet. The basic points. But any malacha involved, he couldn't do. He couldn't heat up water for his animal. He couldn't chop food fine to feed it. Malacha of tochein, chopping food fine. In a fine way, he couldn't do that for the purpose of for his animal. He couldn't carry, there's no Erev, he couldn't carry something for his animal. So the person has a pet, he can do some basic things, but not, as long as it's not involved, any malacha involved. So now we're concerned, because a person might do malacha for a non-Jew, that a person cannot invite a non-Jew to his home, because he might do malacha for him. This is very negay halacha l'maisa, this halacha, because halacha is that it moves beyond a non-Jew. It moves into a person who is a makal Shabbos. As I said, it's like a non-Jew for this purpose. The person of makal Shabbos for Hesia, he publicly desecrates Shabbos. As I said, it's like a non-Jew. There's a lot of discussion in the Paiskim nowadays. Most of the people which are makal Shabbos do that not being aware that they're not supposed to do that. They're known as a tinuch shenishba, and therefore they should be permitted. However, this you should know that it's not so simple to makal as Ramban and a Rambam. That heter, according to the Rambam, that's true. According to the Rambam, it's not true. There's not been a final hakruah on that machloikus. So it does create a lot of issues. We'll maybe talk about that more in detail. Another limitation, I'm going to talk about each one of these halachas more in depth. I just want to give an introduction. That the malacha, which is mutter, malacha zechol nefesh, is only mutter if it's something which is used universally. Something called shavar lechol nefesh. It's something, however, only a certain segment of the population, Jewish population, does that. In general, it's not something which is needed by the whole population, so that already is not permitted, even though it's malacha zechol nefesh. So lighting a fire would be mutter, but the more sense to light it to burn incense, which only very people which have a very sensitive type of smell, etc., you do that, that's not permitted. Under that goes the question of smoking on Yom Tov, because involved in that question, it's only a small segment, or a limited segment, which does that. Most people do not do that. Is that permitted on Yom Tov or not? So those are some of the areas we're going to discuss, Bez Hashem, in the coming weeks. Have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.